Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Pei Beis. We're holding the final words on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, the final line, Habayla Ramis. Let's just go back to the Mishnah just for a short second. The Mishnah, which is about five or six lines higher. The Mishnah began, Hagoyne v'sakasva makal v'koisem, v'habayla Ramis kanoim poigin boy. Boiler Aramis, if someone goes and lives with an Aramis, we're not talking about that he married the Aramis. Aramis, by the way, is Lav Dafka, a lady from Aram. It means any non-Jewish woman. A person who lives with her, not for the purpose of marrying her, just to have a good time, so to speak. What's it then? Kanoim poigim bay. Kanoim, people that are zealots, who are very angry about what's going on, they can go and bang him over the head without asking any questions. And the Gemara is going to go into great detail about the story of Pinchas and Zimri. Mi'at Hashem will have that later on in the Yomit. But now the Gemara asks on the final line, what happens if there were no Kanoim around? Everybody else was kind of idle and nice guys, and they saw what was going on. It really bothered them. Their heart was palpating. How could this be? This fine Yidus living with an Aramis. But they were not Kanoim Poigim. No zealots came and killed the individual. What's the status? What's the story? Zog the Gemara in Shaya Rav Legomre. This was a question that was posed by Rav Kahana to Rav, and Rav said, I don't remember what my Rebbe taught him. My Rebbe taught me something, halacha, but I don't remember. Okay, so since Rav didn't remember, so he had no answer for Rav Kahana. Kim Taran Tai Rechush Ve'elachid, Evin Kim Amacha Faracha Kavetzavos. Okay, it's a pleasure to have you. In the Tzel Timura, we're on the second line. Rav forgot, and if Akriu Le Rav Kahana Bechalme. That night, Rav Kahana had a cholim. Cholim, of course, means he had a dream. And in the dream, they read out to him the following posik, a posik in Malachi. You can see the pasuk on the side, number one of the Torah Or HaSholem. It is quoted almost entirely by the Gemara. Bogda Yehuda. Yehuda, unfortunately, was boigin. Boigin means they were traitors. V'soyeva nesasa b'Yisrael. That toyeva means an abomination was made by Klal Yisrael. Uv Yerushalayim. Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem. Because Klal Yisrael Yehuda was mechala. They profaned the kedusha, the sanctity of the Rebbeinu Shlom. What did they do? Asher ohev uvo'al bas el necher. The people, unfortunately, loved and were boiled and lived with a bas el necher. So the Gemara is going to explain now what's the essence of this pusik. Says the Gemara, Bogdi Yehuda v'seyev nesas of Yisrael v'yushalayim, kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ohev uvo'al bas el necher. Asa omalei. Now Rav Kahana woke up the next morning kind of startled, having learned or heard this pasuk from Malachi, and he goes over to Rav and he says to Rav, did you hear what I had last night in my cholim? So Rav said, no. So he repeated to him, Omalei hachi akarian. This is what was read out to me from Malachi. Bogdi Yehud v'siyev nesu v'yisrael. So when Rav heard this, adkred Rav the Gamri, he says, you know, you have now refreshed my recollection. You've refreshed my memory. And now Rav explains the pasuk. The begida, the traitory, the treachery of Klal Yisrael was that unfortunately many did avoid Israel. It says in the pasuk, so you see that the word begida in that connection is talking about avoid Israel. Here too, it's talking about avoid Israel. What is that? Toyeva is a mishkav zochem. It says in the pusik, it's an abomination. Oh, so unfortunately, there were Yid and Klal Yisrael that were oisik and mishkav zochem. Kichil Yehuda kodesh Hashem. What is this referring to? Zuzoina. This is referring to znus. It says in the pusik, and we have two versions of the Gemara, which are both the same pusik. You see, pasuk number four, Leisia Kadeshim of Nei Yisrael, below Yekadeshim of Nei Yisrael. They both add up to the same, and that is that either the menfolk are being mafkir themselves to go and live with zoinois, with prostitutes, or Chas V'Sholom, that the women, Nebuch, are themselves making them into prostitutes. They themselves are zoinois. That's the Isser of Leah Kadesh and Leisia Kadeshim. The word Kadesh and Kadesh is very similar to the word Kodosh and Kedusha. And Rashi and Chumash brings a number of times that there are words like that in the Torah where the same Shoyrish can mean both. Rashi, for instance, Chumash talks about Lisharish. Lisharish means that you can go and root something in. You are now, for the first time, planting a tree, and you're planting the roots of the sapling into the ground. And Lisharish also means to uproot, to take off. So therefore, you can have the same word having the two sides of the coin, the different definitions. So just yes, the opposite. You are inrooting or you are uprooting.
Implanting.
Very good. Shkayach. So here you have also a person can bring Kedusha to the world by being an Erech Chayid, by doing what you're supposed to do. And Chas V'Shalom, the person can be not a Kodesh, but a Kodesh, unfortunately, engaging in immoral activities, Rachamon L'Tzlat. So therefore, that's the Chilal Yehud, the Kodesh Hashem, that they became Kodesh and Kedeshois. Fortunately, they became Zoynim or Zoynois. But finally, the end of the Pasuk is, Bo'al Bas El Necher Zehabo Al Kusis. This is someone who lives with a goiter. Here you see Kusis, more before said Aramis. These are all synonymous terms. Uksir Basrei. So what is the punishment for all of these Averois that we had in the previous Pusik? Yachreis Hashem Liyesh Hashayasena Ervi Oina. Now, there's a bit of a mistake. Instead of Me'elek, it's really Me'ohale. In other words, the Lamed and the He are in reverse. It's Me'ohale Yishkarech, Me'ohale Yaakov, Umagish Mincha L'Hashem Tzvokais. What does this mean? Zok Yimar, in Talmud Chochem Hu, if the person that has sinned, as we discussed in this Pasik, Lo Yiloi Er Bechachamim, he is not going to be zoichet to have a child that's going to be able to mimoyer the chachamim by asking wonderful kashis and shailas in the Gemara, in Halacha, asking stiras, asking Rabbi Kiva Aigis kasha. He's not going to have a son like that. V'oyne b'talmidim, he's not going to have a son who's going to be able to have talmidim that will be able to answer their shailas. Moreover, in Koyinu, if this fellow, who unfortunately is being mezana or doing the other things in the pasuk, lo yir lo ben magish mincha l'Hashem tzvokais, he will not be zoicha to have a son that's going to be able to do the avoida in the base mikdash. Now, although the Gemara, of course, is talking that in very dramatic terms, er the oina, and he's not going to have a coin, it's all pretty straightforward, because if he is marrying or living with this kusis, the child that they're going to bear is going to be a goy or a goita. So avad, it's not going to be er b'chacham v'oina b'tamid. So presumably what the Gemara means to say is maybe because of this terrible avera, he's not going to have other children from other
wives. Jewish women.
Yeah, that'll be able to go and be ma'oyer in Chachma and Talmidim, etc. And if you're talking about him, Koyin Hu, the Yilei Ben, that even if he subsequently marries somebody else, the child will be Nischal one way or the other. He'll live with the Goita Vada, since she happens to be a Goita, any child that will be born anyway would be a Goy. So we don't even have to talk about being a Cholo. But if this Koyin were to marry subsequently, Lamoshel, a Zoyna, Tiagrusha, Chalola, etc., the child would be in the Schala, wouldn't be able to go and bring a carbon bismikish. That's the end of this drasha, which Rav explained the Pasuk in Malachi. What the Gemara leaves out is, what happens if a person does not have a child and is not a Talmud Chacham, right? We start off in Talmud Chacham, if he's a Talmud Chacham, what is Mishka Talmud Chacham? He's an Amuret, and he's not a Kohen. So then we come on to the first part of the Pasuk, Yachris Hashem Le'ish Hashem Yasa, which means that this person will get Kares. So even though it doesn't say Befedish what the Lav is in the Torah, Rashi points out that we're not talking about that he married her, because then we would have the Pasuk of Le'ishashatim. Rashi brings it in another few lines further down. Lav Le'ishashatim is the Chalav in the Torah. Here there is no Lav because he wasn't Le'ishashatim. He didn't go and marry her. He's just doing a one-night thing, just having a beer with his Koita. So, he would get a din chas v'sholem of kares. So therefore, back to the beginning of the Gemara, haboy l'ram is kanoim poigin boy. But if there's no kanoim poigin boy, Rav decided that it's going to be a din of kares. Amr b'chiyah baravuya, kol habo ala kusis, whoever lives with the kusis, like our case, ki l'meschaten b'boy yitzchichom, it's as if he is making a chasana with the avoyde zora itself. T'chsev v'shtayin pusik, ubo al bas el necha. El Necher, of course, means a foreign god. The word El is like from the Elohim Achayim. So does a foreign god, meaning an idol, does he have children? So the idol is inanimate. It can't have children. So what bas would it have? Ella, rather, what the Gemara means to say is zehaba al hakusis. Whoever goes and lives with a kusis, with a goita, guess what happens? It's as if he went and is making chasana with the avodah zarah itself. What the Gemara means to say, this is such a terrible thing, such an immoral thing, that it's as if he's embracing and avodah zarah is going to be his machitin. He's living with the daughter of the avodah zarah, and the avodah zarah becomes his machitin, his mischatin ba. Since we spoke about Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, we have another memra of the same Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, which is unrelated from Rav Chiya Bar Avuya. Kosev al gogotoy shel yehoyakim zois vioid acheres. Now we're going to come back to the boil alakusis in another 20 lines, but we're going to go off for a tangent to discuss Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was one of the last kings of the Malchus Beis Dovid, and unfortunately he was a very bad king. In Malachim, it tells us in the Pusik that Yermi Hanovi sent a letter to Yoyakim saying, Yoyakim, you better shape up or ship out. In other words, you better do tshiva. If you don't do tshiva, chulila, achas du soy, toynish. Yoyakim received that letter. Not only didn't he listen, he took the letter. This is a Pusik Malachim. He took the letter. He tore it into pieces and then threw it into the fire and he burned the whole thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then came to Yirmi and said, Yirmi, because Yoyakim was such a bad person, unfortunately he's going to have a very, very bad ending, as we're going to see momentarily. So Rav Chiya Bar Avuya said that on his gulgulis, on the skull of King Yoyakim, it said the three words, Zois, this, v'oid acheres, and something else. We don't know what that means yet, but the Gemara is going to explain momentarily. Zok Yimor, Zekena D'Rapreid, Zekena means the Zayda. The Zayda of Rav Preda. You're thinking to yourself, who was the Zayda of Rav Preda? So Rashi, Baruch Hashem, fills us in. That was Rav Chiya Bar Avuya. He was the Zayda of Rav Preda. What happens? Ashkechahu Gilgalta. He was walking down the street in Yerushalayim, and he found a skull rolling to have a Shadia B'Shar Yerushalayim. It was just rolling back and forth in the Shar Yerushalayim. V'abakosim Yilavei, and it said on top of it, Zois v'oid acheres. Ooh, that must be there for Yoyakim. But before we get to that conclusion, Kavra, he took the gulgulis, he took the skull, and he buried it in the ground. You see what a nice person he was. V'hodinovik, it didn't take long, and guess what? The skull re-emerged from down below. So Kavra, he went, and he was covering it yet again. V'hodinovik, and again it burst out from down below. Omar says, now Rav Chiya Bar Avuya said, oh, hay gulgulis sh'yoyakim d'chsibay, it must be the Gugoylus of Yoyakim. What does it say about Yoyakim? It says in the Pusik, this is a Pusik in Yermia. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now telling Yermia the fate of Yoyakim. Vures chamor yikover, schoi vahashlich mehola lishari Yerushalayim. He's going to have a burial like a chamor, like a donkey. Now a donkey is normally not buried. There are no donkey batei chayim or beis hakvaros. Rather, what is going to be his kvura? His bones and the gogoilis of the chamor, or in this case of Yehoyakim, are going to be schlepped and going to be thrown back and forth the Shari Yerushalayim in the streets and in the gates of Yerushalayim. So this is now, says Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, oh, you see, this is the kiyum. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yirmiya. You see it with our own eyes, that this gogoilis is Nebuch dragging and it's rolling here in Shar Yerushalayim. But Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, being a fine idle mensch, Omer Malkehu, v'lav uirech ar levizuyek, after everything is said and done, he fought was the melech, he was the king. And it's not right that he should have such a bizoyin, that his skull should be going and running back and forth, rolling back and forth. Ah, so what did he do? Shokla, he took the skull, korcha b'shiroi, he wrapped it around in silken garments, and he put it into a box, and he put it in his home, presumably with the intention of eventually burying it or doing something with it. Why didn't he bury it immediately? Presumably he had to run to the daf. It was late, the minyan ended late, so he didn't have time. So he left it there in the box at home, that's gone. When he was away learning the daf, Asoy Debisu, the Rebbetzin of Rav Chiya Bar Avuya, came on the scene, and she thought that this was a birthday present. And she saw that it was beautiful silk garments. To her terrible surprise, Chazisa, she opened it up and she realized, uh-oh, this is a skull. What could this be? Who do you think she's going to call? They didn't know. There were no emails and there were no Googles and there were no Wikipedias. So she wasn't able to figure it out. So who's she going to ask? She's going to ask, of course, all of her neighbors. Nafka Amr Lishavusa. So she told the Sprintz and she told Nancy and she told the Grendel and Miro, did you hear whatever? You give a look at her. So Amri lost. So they all got together and they decided, you know whose goyless this must be. Haidi Itzer Kamaisehi. This must be the first wife of Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya, apparently this wife was already a Zivik Shaina. Saint Tzachos, this was from the Zivik Rishon. He cannot forget her. She was so beloved to him that he couldn't possibly just go and bury her. He needed to go and keep her skull here at home. When the Rebbetzin Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya heard this, she was not happy. Shograsa, she took it and put in tanura inside the oven, and she burned Nebuch the whole goyves of Yochim HaMelech. He also, when Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya came home looking for the skull, he found out what happened. Omer Haini Dechsi Velevein, that's why it said on the goyves, Zois Vo'oida Cheres. It's bad enough that it wasn't buried in the first place, but Nebuch, that the whole skull was Nebuch destroyed in a fire because of this whole story. With this, we have concluded that story about Rabbi Chiya Bar Avuya, and now we come back to the inyan of a person who's boil a kusis. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Beis Dina Shel Chashmonoi Gozri, they were goyzer on Haba al kusis. Person who lives with a kusis, this is considered to be such a terrible act. They said, Chayiv Olel Mishum Najga. Kiyos Rav and Omar Mishum Najgaz. What means Najga and what means Najgaz? Explains the Gemara. Najga and Najgaz are Rashi Teis. Nim stands for Nida. Says Rashi that even though the concept of Nida doesn't apply by Kusim, meaning by Gentiles, because Al Pi Torah, their blood, their menstrual blood has a din like a dam behema, and therefore it's Leimalev Leimoida, the Gabi Hilchais Nida. But nevertheless, just like because they were mechalel by going and living with akusis, so therefore they gave it the status as if the person was living with a nida. When a person lives with a nida, this is considered to be a very repulsive type of thing, to do something like that. So this is terrible, this ultra repulsive to go and live with this kusis. Similarly, we give her the status like a shivcha. A man is not allowed to eat, is not allowed to live with a shivcha because of the din of Layir Kodesh from Day Yisrael. That's the pasuk that we quoted before. So even though this woman may not be a shivcha at all, we gave her the Zino Shul Chashmanoi gave her a din like a shivcha. So you're over on that Isser of Layir Kodesh. They also gave her a din of a goya, of a goita. And what means that they gave her a din of a goita? So she is a goita. However, says Rashi, that normally if you go and marry a goita, as opposed to just living with a goita, you're over on loisis chatin ba. You're wondering to yourself, how do you go marry a goita?
No kiddushin tofsin.
But just doing the act itself, loisis chatin. It's like eating a piece of chatin. By you're eating it, you're not making any more kosher by eating it. You're being over an issa. So having a wedding with a goita, with a galach or una galach, whether it happens to be a civil marriage or whatever it happens to be, but if you have, you go through the mechanics of a marriage, you're over on the isra of lisas chatin ba. Okay, so therefore they gave this person who did a living with a kusis as if he married the kusis, and therefore he's over on that lisas chatin. And finally,
so they recognize for an aver purpose.
We're not finished. That's the nunshin gimel, and there's the aleph. Our Gemara says Zoina because that's going on the Najgaz. What does the Aleph stand for? It stands for Eishes Ish. This is what Brother Shai was about to bring up. Even though there is no real Ishes by Goyim vis-a-vis Yin, but just the fact that if a Goy takes a woman and they are Miyachid themselves, meaning that they act as if they are husband and wife, that's also considered for our purposes. They were Goyzer as if a person is living with an Eishes Ish. And therefore, that's the reason why the first version was Najga, that was the version of Rav Dimi. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael some time later, he said, no, not Goyzer al Ishus, but Najgaz al Zoyna. What's the difference? We'll see in a moment. Al Mishum Ishus Leslu. The whole concept of Ishus doesn't apply to Goyim, because all their women are Hefker. They're not miyuchid labala, and therefore they're not considered eishes ish. So they were not goyzer as if the yid lives with an eishes ish. That was the version of the Rav of Ravim. That's why he said nashgas. The idech, what did Rav Dimi hold? Dimi held nashayu vaday loy nifkari. You're right. If they have to be single women, avada it's hefker gomer from other zayin. On the day that we have the hardest time finding a minion, we can make a now a CM on Mizrach the Bava Basra. Anyway,
we have to finish Kuf Tesra.
Yeah, and twice, and this, and 12 other things. Right? Anyway, that's a. Yeah, that's an old story. Anyway, the Idach Neshay Yavad Le Mithkari. Avada, the Goyim were very careful about their wives. If it was a single woman, an Agrish, an Almun, or whatever, that's already a different story. But if it was their wives, Nancy, Barbara, you gotta stay. You can't go to Don Chulila if you do something. So
that they were very careful. Reagan's wife and Bush's wife.
Okay.
Nancy and Barbara.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, that's very important. Thank you for sharing that. Anyway, so bottom line is the Gemara. So the first man Yama says Nashka. The second one says Nashgaz al Zoina. The Toysis says that the Nafkamin al Alocha is if the person is a Koyin or not. If the person is a Koyin, then he has to worry about the Isha Zoina v'chalol lo yikachol. Zoina. Oh, however, it happens to be a regular Yid, then he's allowed to. There's no psul of chilul if he goes and marries a Zoina. Hopefully, when he does that, she does tshiva. See, otherwise, she'll also continue her maises and us. But we're talking about if the Zoina has done tshuva. Anyway,
is a Kohen permanently Nischalo?
Whoa,
what? The Kohen who lives with a
Zoyin is Nischalo.
No,
he's Nischalo. She is Nischalo, and their child is a Chol. He does not become a Chol as a result.
Exactly.
I'm sure. Thank you for helping. V'idach Neshav Alamifki. Okay. Zuki Morvaitim. So now, again, we're returning back to the original Maisa of the boiler. Amis Kanom Poygin Boy. Omer of Chizim. Habo Limlach Ein Moiren Loy. If a kanoi comes to the roof and says, Ruv, I don't know if you know, but at this moment there is unfortunately a story of a yid that's about to be boiling aramis. Am I allowed to go and be pagea boy? The roof says, don't ask me any questions. Ich weiß nicht. Why? Because the din of kanoi has to be, he is so upset and so zealous for the covet of Rabbi Nishlem that a yid should go and do something like that. It has to be so impulsive that he has to do it on his own. Once he has enough yishavadas to ask a ruv or the shaila, he is not a real kanoi. A kanoi is a person who does it out of zealousness spontaneously.
So what Phineas did.
I'm sorry, one second.
What Phineas did.
We're going to talk about Phineas in much greater detail. We're going to talk about Pinchas in another moment. So Amar Abchizda Abba Limlech Ein Moirulai. It Manami Omer Babachona Omer Abyoichon Abba Limlech. If a person asks a ruv, Ein Moirulai. Moreover, and now we're going to talk about Pinchas. She impirish zimri v'horgai Pinchas, v'horgai Pinchas nerech ulav. Well, the Gemara is telling us the following. It has to be so spontaneous and so out of passion because of the kuvet of Hashem Yisborach, it has to be, there are a couple of requirements. Number one, it has to be when they are in the middle of performing the act. Once they finish the act, it's already too late. Mm-hmm. And in fact, she impirish zimri had already left the body of Kosbi, in other words, at the end of their Tashmish, Varogi Pinchas, and Pinchas would then go and kill him or her or both. Nereg Olav, he would be Mechuyev Misa.
It would be murder.
It would be Mamish murder. He could be killed. Why? Because it's no longer, they already were over the Isser, he's not stopping them, so he would have a din of Chas HaShalom of killing people. And Fakert, Nepach Zimri, Vahorge LePinchas, if in the middle of the Bia, Zimri got word that Pinchas is coming and he's going to go and Chas HaShem going to go and kill him. Guess what? If Zimri instead would have killed Pinchas, Chulila B'chas, Ey, Nereg Olav, then you wouldn't be able to go and kill Zimri, Shari Roidifu, because Pinchas is a Roidif, he was pursuing him to go and kill him. So therefore, and we'll see in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu crafted this whole situation with six Nisim so that Pinchas would afterwards come out the great hero for all generations, and the Zimri would be despised as a tremendous Russia for all generations.
So if Zimri knew that Pinchas was coming to kill him, he had a right to kill him.
That's correct.
During the act or after the act.
Exactly. Just like any right.
What kind of control he has.
Exactly. Okay, so let's continue on. So now we're going to go and dash in a whole bunch of psukim in the whole parasha of Pinchas, what happened, etc. So Moshe said to Shofti Yisrael. Now this is not referring yet to the Maisa of Zimri. This is referring to the fact that many Yidin, Rachman Litzlan, were worshipping Baal Peor. And what happened? So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Beinu what's going on. So Moshe Beinu appointed numerous Shoftim to be able to go and decide who was guilty of Avodah Zarah and who was not. Anyway, Halach Shivshel Shishimon Eitzel Zimri. The Shevet of Shimon went to Zimri. Zimri was Zimri ben Salu. Zimri ben Salu was the Nasi of their Shevet.
Of Shimon, right?
Of Shimon, exactly right. That's why the Shevet of Shimon is going to their Nasi. Omrloi, they told him, Hein Don Adin Nefasha, did you hear what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu appointed a whole bunch of courts that are being damned in Nefashis. Vata Yoshevis Shoisik, and you're sitting there on your hands doing nothing. Hey, Mr. Chanusi, do something. So Ma'asa, what did he do? Omer b'kibetz chov dalet elef miYisrael. He went and collected 24,000 of Klal Yisrael, presumably mostly from Shimon. V'holach etzel Kozbi, and he went to Kozbi, Kozbi bas Tzur. Tzur was one of the five Sarei Midyan, one of the Nesichei Midyan, and therefore he went over to Kozbi. Omelah, and he said to her, Hashmili, I want you to listen to me, meaning the Gemara is using very nice, beautiful terms. Shmili, in other words, come to me, I would like to go and live with you. Omreloi, so she said to him, Bas Melechani, I can't, I'm the daughter of Tzur, and Tzur is one of the Nisim bitten by Midyan. V'chein Tzivili Avi, and my father told me, Loi Tishmi El Leguna Shebehem, if you want to go and live with one of the Yidin, make sure you go all the way to the top, because after all, you're a Bas Melech. You can't go and just live with any tramp. You got to live with them, and then up. So therefore, if anything, I want to live with Moshe Rabbeinu because he is the God of Hadar. He is number one. Amalah. So now Zimri was a little bit put off by Cosby, what she said. So he said, I have two defenses. Number one, Af hu nasi shevetu. I'm ulza gudel because I'm a nasi of a shevet. So ich ben ocha grois a knacker. V'loyoid, and not only that, el shehu gudel mimanu. Who he's referring to himself in the third person, you know, a big shot. Mm-hmm. He's saying he is gadol than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is he greater? Shehu sheni lebeten. I belong to the shevet of Shimon. Shimon was the second. Vehu, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, is shlishi lebeten. He's from shevet Levi. Levi is number three. So yeah, number two is before number three, like always, right? And therefore, she apparently was convinced, or maybe she wasn't convinced, but Tafsa Bibli Risa. He went and grabbed her here. I'm sorry, Nachum?
Number three, because of
water,
of Aharon and Miriam. I also thought that, but the Heilige Rashi is a Mishnah. So what can I do? Yeah, let's see Rashi. So you should see that. I'm telling you the truth.
What's the time?
Who's the order of tribes?
Sorry, once again?
What's
he's saying that the contention is that maybe when the Gemara meets Vushlishi Lebetan, that he was the third born to his mommy and daddy. There was Aharon and Miriam and Moshe.
Right.
So maybe that's what means. So I told him that's what I thought as well. But if you look at the Rashi, Rashi is about three quarters down the Amud, where it says, Nasi Shevet Shimon Kidla Kamon. Shimon Sheini Lebetan. Levi Shlishi Lebetan. Where did Agmar mention Shimon and Levi? Mizrach Zayin, you're talking about Shimon, Zayin, Shevet, Shimon. Yeah. Good. So everybody's now in agreement, and before it Vaita. But your Pshat is a very nice Pshat. Anyway, the Gemara writes about Tafsa Belurisa. He went and grabbed her here. Bloidus, we normally think of the chup in the front, but other Gemaras have said Bloidus in the good old days was in the back. So it could be that he held her by her ponytail type of thing. Anyway, the Vial Moisir, he brought her to Moshe Rabbeinu. Omalai, and now he, Zimri ben Salu, went and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bem Amram. Zu Asura Oy Muteres. He speaks with a little bit of gaiva. He doesn't even call him Moshe Rabbeinu, the son of Amram. Zu Asura, can I go and live with this Cosby or not? V'im Toymen, if you're going to go and tell me Asura that she is prohibited, Bas Yisra Mihi Tiraloch, how were you able to go and live with Tzipora? After all, Tzipora,
which was for Mantora.
First, let's see what he said, and then you will defend Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? But first, what was his taina? Tzipora. Now, who is Tzipora the daughter of?
Yisra.
Where did Yisra come from?
Midyan.
And Kazi Bas Tzur, he was in the sea of Midyan. If you're going to tell me that this Midianite woman is Osir to me, how is the other Midianite Osir Materis to you? Right? So it's apples and apples, it's apples and oranges.
Right.
Now, what is Taka the Teretz? How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to go live with Tzipora? Says Rashi, the Teretz that we just heard from Barry, that because they all became Gerim and Gioris, and not only she, Gans Klal Yisrael. Oh, look at Rashi, right after Shimon Shein Lebetan, Bas Yisra Mitilach, Moshe koyde matan Torah nosa. He married her before matan Torah. Ukshenitna Torah kulam b'nei noyach. All of Klal Yisrael were just b'nei noyach. V'nichlesu leklal mitzvahs. Now as a result of matan Torah, now they became nesala. They became upgraded from economy class to first class. Now is in Yidin, Baruch Hashem, the He Imam, and of course, Sipora was among the rest of Klai Yisrael. The Gerim Rav, Mishaleira Rav, and besides that, the Gerim Rav of Eira Rav. So with Kanayin Ara, Groysa, Groysa Yidin, Groysa Oilam of Gerim and Gerisin, but Kozvi Bastur missed Matan Torah. Mm-hmm. She overslept, she wasn't there. So yeah, therefore, she.
Jealous savings time.
Why don't you mention Eira Rav here?
I didn't mix it in. That's a Rashi. If you don't, if you're not happy with it, put it in parentheses and say nearly Dana.
We didn't want them.
Right.
I mean,
they are mixed in. That's why Rashi.
That's why it's Hashem said ki shichet amcha.
Exactly.
It's very good. The guys you took.
Okay, let's continue on, Rabbi Sain. We're in the middle of this. Yeah, exactly. Let's continue on. Anyway, so nis'alma mena halacha at the time that this was going on. The Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Nisalmi Men Halacha. What's the Halacha? Gabi Haboyel Kusis, what's the din? Moshe Rabbeinu, we had a Rav at the top of the Amid, couldn't remember. Moshe Rabbeinu Nisalmi Men Halacha. Go Kulim Bepchia. All of those that were standing around were all started crying that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rai Mehem of Klai Yisrael, the one that was Makabu Da'ili Gatoyra from Boyd Yisraelim himself, he doesn't remember this Halacha. What are we going to do? We have this challenge to his leadership, to his authority from Zimri, and says, Amitei Goita, listen to Zan. Everybody started crying. That's why it says in the passing. V'mabuichim pesach oil white. Uksiv. Right after that, it says v'yar pinchat ben lozer ben harnakoy. This is the v'yar maro. What did he see? Omerav ro'a ma'isa v'niskar halacha. He saw what was going on. V'tezimri mitekozvi and remembered halacha. What halacha do you remember? Of our mishnah. Haboy l'ram is kanoim poigim poi. Omaloi. So now he, Pinchas, said to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was Moshe Rabbeinu to him? His great uncle. How was he his great uncle? He was Achi Avi Abba. Right. We just said Pinchas ben Eluzer ben Aharna Koyin, Einikol of Aharon. Haran was a brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was his great uncle. Good, not just an uncle, great uncle. Achi Avi Abba. Lekachli Maratani, don't you remember that you taught me? Beritchami Harsina, when you came down from Harsina, Haboyles Kusis, like a boiler Amis, Kano and Poygin boy, don't you remember? Omalois and Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right, but we have a rule. Krainet the igrisa iuli have a parvanka. This is an expression. Krainet the igrisa means the one that's reading out the letter. He should be the one that implements it. He should be the shliach. In other words, you have a king lemushel, and the king didn't read the letters on his own. He had a special person that would open his letters and read the important ones to him. And then, king, what should we do? I think what the person is asking for is a good idea. You take care of it. You be the parvanka. You be the shliach. So now that you are reminding me about this, boil kusis, if you feel that way, go
get,
run with the ball. Ushmuel Omar, Ra, he didn't see that, right? We start off Ma Ra, Omar Rav, Ra, Maiz Venis Kalacha, but rather a little bit differently. Omar Ra, She'in Chacham, Ein Tvuna, Ve'ein Eitz Negra Hashem. What is this pusik coming to tell you? When there's a chil Hashem going on, you don't say, well, let's see what the Rabbunim have to say. We're going to call the Rebbe, and Rabbunim will have a kinus of Al Tzadikim, and let's decide. No. It's a chil Hashem. You have to take action. Everybody's going to take action on their own. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Abluza, rule, again, a third pshat is Vayar Pinchas. What was the Vayar? Ruach Bo Malach, the Hishchas Ba'am. He saw that the Malach was already being Mashkas Ba'am, Vayok, period. And then the Pusik continues on at the end of Chikas, right before Pinchas, that unfortunately 24,000 people died by Magefa. Mm-hmm. All related to, number one, Baal Pa'ar, but also related to the Allah Goitis, because the Goitis were the ones that convinced the Yidden to go and do Avodah Zarah with Baal Pa'ar. And you remember that that was the Eitzah that Bilam HaRosha gave to Moav and to Midyan.
Right.
We were not able to solve the problems in Parshas Balak by trying to go and curse them. The only way to go and get them is to go and engage in zinus and immorality, because Rabbi Nishalom says, I can't stand that. Because of these ta'evis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I threw out all of the goyim from Eretz Yisrael. So don't engage in any of these ta'evis. What do you mean?
The sins.
What? It's both. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to remain true and faithful and stay within the bounds of Yiddishkeit and not go and living with goitis. The problem is that unfortunately that will lead to children being number one goyim, and number two, even if it's fakert, if it happens to be a Yiddish Amida living with a goy, then the goy is going to convince that child to go and be taken into a Avodah Zarah. We had a story, I may have told you the story, recently here on the website. You all remember Yair Goldstein, they used to learn with us here, the daf every day.
Sometimes.
We saw him last night. Okay, so Yair told me a couple of months ago, he was in a shul here on the west side, I won't mention any names, but it was a shul where a person got an aliyah, and after the aliyah, he asked the gaba that he wants to do a Kriya Shem. Oh, so Kriya Shem, you would expect that there should be a feminine name. No, he gave for a boy, Moshe ben whatever, the name. He gave him a name. So everybody was wondering, he gave a name to a boy at the Torah?
He gave it
the
bris.
He gave it the bris. So he said, one can cry about this, that he has a daughter, and that daughter unfortunately married Rachmon Litzlan, a goy. And she had her first child now. The child is a kosher, so it's a Jewish kid.
Sure.
However, the goy doesn't allow the mother to go and be mala this child, and therefore he's not going to have a bris. Uh-huh. So the Zaydan now said, if he's not going to have a bris, at least he should have a Jewish name. Uh-huh. Appas, he should have Appas Yiddishkeit. So he gave him a name, Nebuch at the Torah, Nebuch for.
Wow.
Not Christian,
I hope.
Anyway, whatever the name is. So let's go back. So Malach v'Hishkos Bom, you saw Nebuch Ula Hashkusa, that's going on. That because of the Baal Peor, because of the goitis that told the kids to told the men to go worship Baal Peor, etc. So he went and he took a roimach, a spear in his hand. Why only now did he take the spear in his hand? Why wasn't he wearing it before? Because everybody came to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zimri came to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask him the question, so you don't take up a Kli Zayin of
Mishmadish. You have your machine gun outside the door.
I think even today in Eretz Yisrael there's a discussion about that. The soldiers that come into to Shul, or if you live in Yudav Shamron and if you have a machine gun, can you bring it in? Can't you bring it in? I think there's a discussion about that. Okay, anyway, let's not get into current political affairs. Let's get back to the Gemara. So now Pinchas wanted to go and kill Zimri. So what did he do? Sholof Shinna. Shinna means if any of you have seen a spear, and even if you haven't, I don't mean a spear tire. We mean a spear, a long spear. It has a very, very strong point. It's a very good point. Anyway, 90% of the spear is a wooden handle, and at the end you have a small little spear at the end. And then with that you go and chas v'sholom. You don't spear someone's life, but you spear the other guy's heart. Whoa. So what did he do? Sholof Shinna, he took off the metal spear at the top, and he put it into his malbish. So he was trashy malbish. Now he put it in his pocket somewhere. Uh-huh. And, but you can't go and kill a person just with that end spear. Uh-huh. So what did he do? So he took the rest of it, in other words, the wooden staff, the handle with which the spear was attached to, he used it now like a shtekin, as a person walks with a cane. So that's what we walk with a cane. Okay, so people walk with canes. Yeah. Now he comes to the Shevet Shimon. Omar, he said, Heichen matzinu sheshivtei shel Levi gadol mishel Shimon. Why is there discrimination against the Shevet shel Levi compared to the Shevet of Shimon? What type of discrimination? So Rashi explains that unfortunately in Shimon they had established a ganze beznus for the all those men that wanted to chas v'shalom live with the women of Midian or Moav, and Levi felt upset and said, "How come you don't give admission to us too? You're only letting in the Shimonites, you're not letting in the Levi." Mm-hmm. You think you're making this up? Look at the Rashi. First Rashi at the top. Nishin v'hoilech al makli ala eight levad ibli habarzel. He took now the large staff and he used it for a cane. Shli makirim boy b'nei shiftoi shalar gubot. So they shouldn't realize he's coming here for ritzicha. Mizolmainen that he's coming over here is tam. Heichen metzino kloima atem afkinim atzochem achem b'nei smoyev. You're all living there. Chas v'shalom hefkedik b'nei smoyev. Ani lomu lo yesek kamoyzchem. Why don't you let me also? I want admission. V'kiven v'chi shevet shli god mishalachem. Do you mean that we happen to be holier and greater than your shevet? She'eyo porish v'tor yois mikulchem. If all of you lady guys in Shimon can go and live with a goita, why not me? Kimishishomu came when they heard that, Omru, Hanichalonu Lozamaran, let him in. Likonis Lakuba. Kuba means in such a cube and not such a compartment, a cubicle, yeah. Shafu writes a Kamesen. Listen, if he's willing to pay the admission fee, let him in like everybody else. Okay, so back to the Gemara. It's Omru, Hanicholoi, let him go in. Afu las is Tsurochim Nichnavs. Tzrochav in this context means to do tashmish, to do bia. Heitiru Prushin es hadover. Heitiru Prushin es hadover. If we see a person like Pinchas, who is a great Pinchas ben Lev ben Harna Koyin, if he wants to go and do this aveira, apparently the Purushim, meaning the great tzaddikim, the erlechiyin, apparently they were matir and they said, yo, it's mutter to go and live with Ekusis. Om Rav Yochanan, Shishin Nisim Nasalir Pinchas. At that moment, six miracles happened to Pinchas. Echad shehoy loy leZimri lifroish loy pirish. Number one, when Zimri was finished with the bia, he should have said, okay, thank you, and left, instead of staying and lingering. But he didn't. He lingered there with Cosby. Ve'echad shehoy loy ledaber v'loy diber. That when he saw Pinchas, he should have started screaming out, hey, Rabbi Yisai, look what happened. There's somebody coming here with a spear. Come, spear my life. Come and help me out. But he didn't. He was silent. When Pinchas speared, he didn't only spear Zimri, but it was Zimri and Cosby together when they were still attached to one another, and so therefore the spear had them both attached to one another. Why is this considered to be such a great sinness? Says Rashi, because otherwise people will hear that Pinchas went and killed Zimri. They'll say they probably had some disagreement in business or who knows what, and therefore he hated him and that's why he killed him. But now that they see that it's Zachrusa Shalish, not Zachrusa Shalisha, they saw that he killed them because of Kanois. Yeah, exactly. The Echot Shalai Nishmetu Min HaRoymach. Another thing is, after all, we're talking about two bodies and we're talking about one Roymach, that they didn't slip off of the Roymach, but they stayed there. The Echot Shalai Malach V'Igbiyas HaMashkev. A Malach came and he picked up the Mashkev. Mashkev means the lintel at the top. Why is this important? Because, says Rashi, he was holding the two bodies vertical on the spear. If the mashkef would have been too low, then he would have to hold it horizontal with a good chance that one or both of the bodies would fall off. This way he was able to hold it as though like a flag, and the two were there, so that was the Malachim Magbisa.
Proof that it was in Tochamasa.
Exactly. Very strong. And after that, the Malachim Hishchis Bo'am. How is this a Ness, says Rashi, since the Malach came and started killing the 24,000 of Klal Yisrael, they were so busy trying to call Hatzolah to go and escape this, or to help out those of the victims, or calling the Chevra Kadisha, they were just too busy to go and bother themselves now with Pinchas. Okay, Pinchas had these two bodies, Mazel Tov, but they had to be busy with their own families and their own friends, who Nebuch were falling like flies because of this 24,000. So now, Pinchas took the two bodies, threw them down on the ground, and he said, "How you think of a chef? I'm the Rebbeinu Shel Olam."
Before Hamakom, what does it mean? Before Hamakom, for
Hamakom, Hamakom means Hashem. Hamakom in Achem Eschem.
I'm saying this, but where? I mean,
in the middle of in Times Square, he threw them down.
No, he took the to the Mishkan. I mean, the
not in front of all.
Love Dafke. The Chavdol's name Hamakom means before Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
No,
yeah. Amal the fun of Rebbeinu Shel Olam al Elu because of these two lousy individuals. Yiplu Chov Dalad Elv Nisol Shenemba You Amesim Agef Arbov. Because of them. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, V'yamay Pinchas v'yifalel. Poshe p'shav v'yifalel means that he davened from Lashon Tefillah. Omre b'luza v'yispalel loynema, ela v'yifalel. What's the difference between v'yispalel and v'yifalel? Malam shekaviyochel she'uza plilois im koinai. We had this in the Pusik Shteita, Chalikabe, v'nosem b'flilim, right? Osen yiyah, v'nosem b'flilim, maloyah, osen, v'nosem b'flilim. The Gabe, the two...
combatants.
No, we're talking over there. You're two combatants, but we're talking about that if one of them hit Isha Hara and she miscarried, so then if she lived, so then v'loyah, osen, onish, yonish, kashi, yoshis, olav, bali, isha, v'nosem b'flilim. B'flilim means, in a din Torah. Was
up there? One of the Al-Khids, don't we have...
Yeah, comes out. Anyway, so what means she also pleaded some koin? No, he says Rashi, he made a riv, like a litigation, like a court case. He's taking the Rabbi Shalom to court, to Bezdin. I, Pinchas, I'm the plaintiff, and Rabbi Shalom Kav Yochel is the defendant. Picture Malachi shows the dochfei. The Malachim wanted to go and push away Pinchas. As a chitzpah, you're taking Rabbi Shalom in front of Dayunam. Are you nuts? Are you mishika? Amalahan. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Hanichalai, Loz, leave him go. Kanoi ben Kanoi hu, Meshev Chema ben Meshev Chema hu. He has two titles. Kanoi ben Kanoi. Why is it Kanoi ben Kanoi? Says Rashi, because he happens to be an einikel of Levi. And Levi was Mekana for his sister Dina. Hakazoyne Yasis Achiseinu. So just like Levi got up there and Akazoina. See here too, he's an Einikel of Levi Kanoi Ben Kanoi.
Ironically, I
really
did it with Shimon.
With Shimon, right. Who made Shuchayim Ben Eshuchayim? Why made Shuchayim? Sektorashi, Aharin, by the mass of Koirach, he went out, Ve'itin Sektoris, Ve'yachaper Aloom. When unfortunately many were getting killed by the mass of Koirach, so he quickly took Sektoris, Aharin Akoin, and he was makdirit, and with that the magefa ended. Ah, so just like he was meishav chayma, so here Pinchas was also meishav chayma. Heishiv is chamusim mi'al b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so to more about this, chilu shvatim mevazan oisai. So now after the dust settled, what happened? All the shvatim and mevazim say reizim ben puti zeh shepitim avi imay agon levoides kechavim. We're talking about Pinchas. Pinchas is an einikel of Yisrael. What did Yisrael do? Yisrael, Chazal tell us, before he came to Klal Yisrael, before he joined the Yiddishkeit and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he first was familiar with and he deemed
every
Avodah Zorah in the world. So he had already brought a golem to all many Avodah Zorahs, and now his einikel all of a sudden is as our great tzaddik and Bahari Nasi Shevim Yisrael. Can you do something like that? In other words, they wanted to show that his past was a bad past, and his DNA was a negative DNA, and that's why he did this terrible act of killing a Nasi Bishem. But because of the Yichzayim, therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabbi Yisai, you got it all wrong. Pinchas Beluz Ben Aharon HaKohen, he's the son, the Einikel of Aharon, who's the one that brings Shalom for Klal Yisrael. Omli HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'moyishe, haktam le'shalom, go and give him Shalom. Shenemar, l'chein emar, hini noisen le'yaz bris, Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving his bris, Shalom, for the wonderful act that he did. This kapor that he did, that he was machaper and Klal Yisrael, ended the magefa, killed Zimri together with Cosby. This is something that will be an atonement forever and ever for Klal Yisrael. That tzchus of his kanois will be with us forever. Omer of Nachman Omerat, might have said the pasuk Zarzim Masnaim Oitayish Umelech Alkum Imoy. What is that? What that sounds like? A very strange pasuk. Where is this pasuk? Pasuk in Mishlei. So what's meintis? Says the Gemara. Dalid meis v'esem v'arba be'ilois bol oise rasha oise hayoin. The Gemara is saying something which would appear to be a guzma, that we're talking about Zimri, and that he lived with Cosby and or perhaps with others 424 times that day. Where do we get this 424? Where do you get this from? Zog to Rashi.
Let's make it 60 instead.
guess what? That's the next Gemara. Anyway, so go back to the word Zarzir. Let's take the gematria of the word Zarzir. Zion, of course, is 7. Reish is 207. Again, Zion is 214. He had a Yud is 224. Add another 200 is 424. Who made this up that Zarz is Begematria 424? Rashi says it's an Ish Mishmich. Rashi says that the Gematria Zarz is Begematria Hachiyah 424. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So, Bol Oysa Roshim Oysa Yoim, Behimten Le Pinchas, and Pinchas waited. Achi Toshash Koichai. Where does the Gemara get these words from? So, Rashi, Zarzir is the 424 times. Masnaim is from Eloshin Hamtana. Then Pinchas waited until Achatoshe Koichai. That's the word Tayosh in the Pasuk. He waited until Zimri would have no Koich after 424 times. And he figured this would be the opportune time now to go and kill him because he is so Shvach. But what he didn't realize is, when you're there, Shemelech Alkum Imoy. Who's Melech Alkum? That's a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel. Kadosh Baruch Hu would have allowed him to go and kill him after the first time, but during the first time, during the second time, during the third time. But he didn't know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was on his side, so to speak, and so therefore he waited for 424 times. It's an interesting Rashi. One second. It's an interesting Rashi that Rashi says, where's the word Alkum come from? So Rashi says, it may come from Arabic. If you look at the Rashi, first Alkum Imai. And Rashi is about 12, 15 lines before the wide lines. Before the wide lines down below, go up about 12, 15 lines. Alkum Imai Shekol. Here our Rashi says, Hakom Shaloi, but the other Zagoyris is another gear, says, Shekol Nikom Shaloi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Noikim Nikam Bris, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Noikim, and Kikel kind of Noikim, especially against immorality, against this. And therefore, the word Alkum means Elikim, that is Noikim. It's two words together.
Contraction.
Next Rashi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sheshmoi Melech Alkum Imai, Shloi Hoye Tzorech Lahamtin, Shitashu Koich. He didn't have to wait for 423 times. times he could have done. After, during the 423rd time, he could have done it. He didn't know. The Nira Ba'inai, Rashi says, Sha'teva Zois, Loshin Aravi, comes from the Arabic. She called Psichas Teva Seyan Al. They always start off with an Al. Like this.
Al Akbar.
Al Akbar, Al Jazeera, right. And similar things. Yeah. Anybody that knows, if algebra, yeah, if.
Just call me Al.
If David Fisher was here, he would go and share with us many of the Arabic terms. Was?
Al
Quds.
Al Quds. Al Quds.
Exactly. Shkoyach.
Al Kodesh. The Kodesh one. Quds is Kodesh.
Kodesh. Okay. Okay. But they made into a Kodesh, the Chabra. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. Al Kamimai. Good. So that was the first pshat in that pusik. Good. Masis Satan in the Bryce it says, we just heard this authoritatively from our good friend Shelley, Shishim, only 60 times. Not 424, only 60. Because 60 is also Lashon Guzma. Whenever you find 60 throughout Shas, it usually means Lashon Guzma.
How could it be a canine if you're premeditating, thinking, I'm going to wait for
it? It wasn't anger. It wasn't.
He was a zealot. He wanted to be successful in being a zealot, and he figured, let me get him at a weak moment. After all, we might fight him.
It took a week.
A week till he got weak. Yeah. None of us know what Zimri looks like, but in the old Sfarim, you saw Zimri was like a 400-pound, 6-footer, a 7-footer, a starker. So he was a noivis. To be able to go and be boiled 424 or 60, you got to have some strength. Some quick. Anyway, it says over here.
He's in anger, just the opposite. This is he goes and he plans this out.
Everybody says you can add out to the rock.
You can't ask the rock, because if you do it, they'll say no, you don't.
In Morin Cain.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Cold anger is very patient. Don't dismiss it. If somebody's angry in there, but they're waiting, it's still angry.
It's still waiting for that moment to give the punch. Right.
But this is not anger. This is kenoyas.
Kenoyas is anger for Hashem. Anger, yeah. It's anger.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't kenoy me, and I won't kenoy you.
let's go on. Now, what is the number shishim? Says Rashi. Ein ledover remez b'mikra. The Zarzir was a nice remez, 424. Where does it say 60? The Ben Yoyoda says his name was Zimri ben
Salu.
What is Salu? Samach Loi. He had to himself 60 times that he lived. The Maisa Zimri was Samach Loi. He did this 60 times.
Okay.
I guess so. Tanishisha Machinasa Kibe Muzaris. That by the time he finished off all of these bios, his own bayim, means that the testicles down below, became very, very schwach, like a bayim muzeris, meaning it was no longer the strength that you normally a male would have. It was, you know, schwach already by that time. And as we'll see, the shechvazera that he was moitzi was already now very watered down, very diluted. The he, and she caused the hoisa karuga, was like a flower bed, a bed in a field.
Patch.
Yeah, Malaya Mayim, full of water. Instead of full of Zera, I mean, after 424, after 60, it was as if it was full of water because that was the dilution of the Zera after so many beers. Omrev Kahanu, Moishov Beiso, where she sat, that was like a Beiso, a huge amount. And these are all Guzmois, but they're just trying to dramatize this point, and I'm sure I'll be Kabbalah, and I'll be whatever. There's probably deeper meanings to this as well. Tanur of Yosef, Kever Shalom Amma. The word Kever is often used in Talmudic literature as a pseudonym for the word Rechem. So Kever Shalom, here actually says the opening of her Rechem, the opening down below, the birth canal, so to speak, was Amma, was one Amma long, one Amma wide. Whoa. It was huge. Amma of Sheishas, Lekosbi Shema, her real name was Lekosbi El Shvilnoi. Her real name was Shulnoi. Velomenik Shema Kosbi. How did she get such a name, Kosbi? She Kosva be Avia. How is she Kosva Avia? So Rashi says, because Avia told her, you got to live with the biggest one, the Gadol Hadar. What did the father mean? With Moshe. And she settled with this Nosi. Yeah, of course.
I translate Kosva in this Tesla.
Kosva is a Lashon Kosov. Kosva means that she fooled, deceived. Like a Kaziv, to be Kosev, to be cheat. Right, Kaza. She said to her father, "Kois bi am ze." The word "kois" in Aramaic means to go and shecht. So she said, "Kois bi, let me be the shechter of am ze, of this nation." In other words, let me go and live with their godel, and I'm going to shecht them. I'm going to cause terrible strife among them and terrible magif against them, a slaughter. Good. So, what was the real name? The real name was Shvilnoi. Behind the Amri Inchin, that's why people had an expression. If I look out at the agam, at the marshes, and I see between the koni, those are the reeds, and orbani are the rush that stand there next to the reeds. Mm-hmm. In between them, what is the shvil noi doing there? You think she's learning tzener or enna? You think she's saying tilim? Oh, she's looking for a zoinet amasis nus. That's what she's doing. Or similarly, they said bahadi kalfi de koni. Among those peeling konim are the reeds, mm-hmm. where the peels and the shells are falling down. Shvil noi my bai. What is shvil noi doing there? Gav sali ima. She's causing her mother to become a zoina. What means she's causing her mother to become a zoina? Says Rashi, because the favorite term that people give to a zoina, that she's a zoina bas zoina. She's not the one that started it off. It must be that her mother's already a zoina. She just, yichas, exactly. It's in her DNA for znus. So we see, why did they use the term shvil noi? Because that was the original famous or infamous zoina, which we call Cosby, but the real name was shvil noi, and that was the name that people gave to all zoinois. Oh, the shvil noi, goit. Zimri had five names. Zimri, Uben Solu, Vishol, Uben Aknanis, Vishulyel, Ben Turishada. Zimri, Al Shanasa Kibem Muzet. Like we said before, that his Bayim down below became so weakened from the 424, the 60 times. Ben Solu, Al Shehisli, Avoynashom Mishpachtoi. What does that mean? Rashi has two pshatim over here. First pshat, Rashi says, on the third wide line, Hisli, Goram Shiyiskuru Viyasapru. In other words, by this terrible aveda that he did, people now said a lot of gossip and Lushan Hora and Moitzi Shemra, Aveng the Ganze Mishpucha. He was Goram Hisli by his act, the people should now talk about the family. But so, do you hear what else they did? Do you know that the great grandfather once killed his, and you know another name, etc.? Then Rashi says another pshat, Lishnachrina, Goram lechapes uledatek acher avoinam loshem misalzel besare, that they would go and investigate and inspect. Once you have a crook, once you have a rasha, then they're gonna check out other aveiros and all the rest. So when I was learning this with my son last night, so he said perhaps there is also a connection between the English word. Rashi said hisli means that they should go and speak bad about the rest of Mishpacha. So by his act, he sullied the name of his family. He sullied the name. Yeah. So that was my son's learning from you. It's wonderful.
He knows it's a share of his
Oh, exactly, the etymology. You're exactly right. I told him that. Shol, that he was mashal himself, he lent himself to this terrible avera that he lived with Cosby. Ben Akananis, Asha Osa Maisa Kanan, he did a Maisa Kanan, where the Rabbi Shalom says, Al Titam Bukhalaylik, Bukhalayla, Nitmi Agoyim, Ashalaf Nechem, the Gans Kanan, that was all the Kananites. Umashmo, what his real Shemon name was, Shlumil Ben Surishadai Shemoy. Now, you just heard from Shelley that his name was Shlumil. And you know, in Yiddish, the term Shlemiel is a person who is a Shlemiel. So the question is, where did that name come from? Mm-hmm. So there's a sefer from the Kita Chuva ben Chaim, who is a Talmud of the Halach Chassam Sofer, and he writes that that Chassam Sofer said that the term Shlemiel comes here, Taka, from Zimri, from Shlemiel ben Tzuri Shadoi, that what? Can you imagine a person does an Aveira, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates five miracles as he's in that Aveira? Five miracles? Was it five or did it say six? Six miracles. It's even worse. Not just five. There were six miracles. So he said, obviously he was a shlemiel, that six miracles never, all negative to him, all happened to him at the same time when he was boiled. So therefore, anybody that shlemiel means that his mazel is not good. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, unfortunately,
that he's good.
And not he's not only a shlemiel, but he's also a shlemazel. Exactly. Right. Okay. Shlemazel comes from shlem mazel. His mazel is very shlem.
Shlem mazel. Not shlem. No.
Shlem mazel would shlem in Yiddish means very shlem, very, very skinny. narrow like, and skinny. So his mazel, like slim. Exactly. Like slim. Hey, shlem is slim. Very good.
The guy who spills it,
the
shlemazel gets spilled out.
Yeah, exactly. He spills the hot soup. The shlemiel pours the hot tea or the hot soup on the shlemazel. Okay, anyway, getting back to our gemara.
Thanks for the
shiur. Now we have finally finished this whole exciting discussion about the boy Laramis, Kanon Poygim boy, and this is Pinchas from Lizman HaKoyin. He was the one, Heishim HaKamusi. Okay, so now in our Mishnah we had Koyin Shishimish Betumah. What happens if you have a Koyin who went and did the avoid in the Bismedish when he was Tomei? Right. Says the Mishnah, the other Kehanim didn't bother bringing him to Bezin. El Pirchekuna, the yingaches of the kahanim, moitzinois lechutz, they shlod him outside, or mavtzianes moichem gzirim, they would go and split open his head with gzirim, with baseball bats. They don't take this lightly. Koyin doing that for you, bit. So it's like a zakanum poigin boy type of situation. Zok tivar, boy menim rav acham rav hunem, mei rav sheishes. Koyin shishimish betumah, chayim misim de shemoyim, ein chayim misim de shemoyim. We saw that the kahanim took the action into their own hands, and they killed him. But what happens had they not taken the action? Would he be mechuyim misim b'dei shemoyim, or not? Koyin that those avoided b'smigish betumah is a misim b'dei shemoyim. Homolet, he saw. Let's learn our Mishnah. Koyin shimish betuma ein echa b'kahana b'vien oysel bezno b'chikunu mitzin oysel chutz la'azora u'poitzin es moicha b'gizir. That's what we just learned in our Mishnah. Gizrin, gizrin. Okay, it's a toys at first. It should be gizrin. It says gizrin. It's a yud before zayin. It should be zayin before yud. Okay, nishkafkim. Anyway, v'sol kadaitem mechayit b'dei shemoyim. If the Rabbi Yishloyim says he's going to get misa b'dei shemoyim anyway, Lishbeke, the Likta B'dei Shemoyim. Why did the Brichikun have to go and take the baseball bats and go and kill him? They should have just waited. Rabbi Yishloyim, take care of him. You know, this Koyin just sinned terribly doing Avoida B'timah. Rabbi Yishloyim, take care of him. So is the Choyre a Raya that is not Mechuyev B'dei Shemoyim? Because if it's Mechuyev B'dei Shemoyim, the Brichikun just leave it for Hashem. So to Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Einuchayv is not Mechuyev B'dei Shemoyim. Me'ika midi could be the Rachmona Patre. Rabbi Yishloyim says, okay, what he did was bad, it was naughty, it was no good. But, you know, no, Misa, nothing's going to happen to him. Vanam, Nekim, Nikolay, and we're going to go and kill him on his own. How can we take life into our own hands if the Baruch Shalom is not going to give Misa? How can we do that? Freitim of Eloi, is this not the case? And now the Gemara is going to quote the Mishnayis that we learned yesterday. Vatanan, didn't we learn at the top of the Umid Beis? Mishaluk of Ashuna, a person already got Malkus twice. And now he continues to do the Aveda the third time. Third time, don't bother giving him Malkus. Bez machnis and oisla kippa, we put him into kippa, and then we go and feed him. First we go and give him lechem tzar, and then after that, when his bethen gets very, very small, then we give him the lechem so'irim, and then the so'irim go, and he bursts, and never he dies. Oh, so how are we allowed to do that? Rachmona patre, if the Rabbi Shalom says, don't bother doing any more, but I'm katlidon, then we go and kill him. Rabbi Shalom didn't say that you go and give Misa. This person, if he didn't, aveir again, give him nochemul malkus. How can we go and take life into our own hands? So to Mohammed Gimri Amrish, look at Church Ben, we learned the Gemara yesterday, so by Malkus shall krisis askinan. The Gavra Bar Ktolu, we're not talking about just any Malkus for eating a piece of chazer. We're talking about Malkus that he was over on an iser that sheyesh boy karis. For instance, eating chaylev, eating dam, being boyla choisoi, any one of those dinim where there is no din of misa b'dei bezim, but there's din of karis. It's the Gavra Bar Ktolu from the Rabbi Nishlan. And therefore, that's the reason why they were able to go and give him to go and put him into the keeper, because anyways a barktal.
So if he just ate treif, you wouldn't do that.
Exactly. Right.
Give him malchus.
According to Gemara's text, right? Well, that was really yesterday's Gemara, not today's one, but yesterday's one. Frankly, more about going to Hakasva, a person who steals from Kasva. The Gemara said yesterday Kasva means by klishuris. Omer of you, period. So if you're going to Kasva, which I in the Mishnah, Ultut says the same thing that Kanuam Poikim Boy. How can Kanuam Poikim Boy if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not putting Misa on this individual? How can we go and take Misa in our own hands and go and kill a guy? So Gemara, Ha'amah, don't you remember? We learned the Gemara yesterday. What means Kasva? Rav Yehuda B'Klishores Askinan. The Omer of Yehuda B'Klishores, Gemara Etech B'Klishores from the base of Migdash. Why is it called Kasva? So Rashi says because it was Ksois HaNosech. Ksois HaNosech means that was one of the parts of the Shulchan. Rashi and Chumash has two pshatim, whether those are the stands in which you put the lechem punim, or it was the half shelves where they put the lechem punim on.
The bezichin.
Yeah, okay, Rashi, bezichin means the bezichin levayin all the way to the top. But there's a machlokes in Rashi, whether we're talking about those shelves, which were really three half pipes that they put on top of each one of the breads, so that lechem punim wouldn't go and pressure the one down below it, or it means the kasa means that there were stands that held it from the two sides. Okay, anyway, I'm Rashi. So, Zukti Muriyat Vaita. So and Urmiza and its Romans and the possibly Yavoy Leroy's Kabbalah Sakodish Vamesu. Even though that Pusik is push talking about, the Levium shouldn't see when the Kahanim go and put away the Klisharis into special bags for transporting from place to place. However, the Gemara learned yesterday, Rashi said yesterday in Yomid, that it's referring to the Ganif, the one that's stealing the Kasva. He's not going to hold it in his hands in public. He's going to put it into a bag somewhere. He's going to be Mavalis HaKodesh. He's going to try to hide it. For Mesa, this person deserves Mesa. And that's why the Taka Kanon Poygenboy. What's Makalas HaKoisim? That's referring to Chas Hashem, a person goes and curses through Koisim, through witchcraft, right? Some. Hatani Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said about this, Rabbi Yisai, you know what we're talking about? We're not just talking about a person who's just stop cursing somebody using summon. But Yake Koisim is Koisamai. The Gemara is borrowing this language from, we said Yake Yoisi is Yoisi, which was a Mavarachas Hashem. Yoisi is referring to the four names of Rabbi Yisholom, Kabi Yochel, Yake Yoisi is Yoisi. So here he's saying, Yake Koisim, this summon, this lousy witchcraft, should Chas Hashem be Yake, should go and curse Chas Hashem, Shemimvarach Koisamai, the Rabbi Yisholom that created everything, including creating the ksam and creating the witchcraft. Why Yaka Koisam? The Masik Mavarachas Hashem. Therefore, he deserves to go and be killed because he's no worse and no better than a regular person, Mavarachas Hashem, who gets skila. So here, Matim Game Patch, for that's why Kanon Paikimbai. Right, Gemara. For Boilus Akusis, it says in the Mishnah, Kanon Paikimbai, and what's the Issa, what's the Oinish that you're allowing for people to go and kill Stamazai? Don't you remember we started off today's Gemara that if Kahana had the Pusik, what was the Pusik? Bog the Yehuda, and the person went and Baal Bas El Nechar. What's it? Didn't you get Kariz for that? Oh, so therefore, Vadke Rav the Gamri, and therefore that reminded Rav of his Shtikl Torah, what he had heard from his Rebbe. So in all of these cases, the person should have, could have, would have gotten Misa B'dei Shemayim. Instead of that, the Mishnah says, instead of that, we're going to allow for self-help remedies from Yidin down below. So therefore, your Shaila Bat Koyin Shishimish B'tumah Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim Ein Chayim. We don't have a clear-cut raya yet, and the Shem, the Gemara is going to continue tomorrow to try to decide that. Shaila, have a wonderful day, everybody.